Looking for a Hidden Treasure. Dear Mr. Pearl, I am a 24-year-old male and looking for a wife. It is not as easy as it seems to find a decent girl. I want one who not only says she's decent, but looks as though she is. A friend of mine married one of the girls of the church. She wasn't the most chaste dresser, but he was sure that once they were married she would sober up. She says she does not feel convicted about how she dresses, and he can only push so far to change her. I avoid him since he married because I got aroused the whole time I was around them due to the way his wife dresses. It leaves me disgusted, frustrated, and angry that a stupid, silly girl can cause so much trouble. Sometimes I feel my own body betrays me, but I know I'm a normal male with a normal need, and the problem lies with females dressing so godless. Talk about dishonoring a man. All the rest of the younger females in church dress as bad or worse. I'd rather not get married than to end up with a silly wife like her. Seeing Jacob embarrassed by his wife scares the rest of us unmarried men, because as much as we want to get married, we sure do not want to end up being dishonored as he has been. I want a girl who has not encouraged 1,000 other guys to commit sight adultery with her by how she dresses. I want a woman I can be proud to call my own little hidden treasure. How could a man ever trust a woman who, before she got married, let it all hang out for everyone to see? I guess the big question for me is, how do we single men find chaste girls to marry, girls who are not interested in how sexy they can dress? James G. Dear James, the Bible asks, who can find a virtuous woman? The question implies, not an easy find. It will be worth the search to find a chaste, virtuous girl. Until then, here is your letter advertising your concerns. I pray that the married ladies and mamas raising girls who read your letter will know and care how you godly men are thinking. I wish I had room to print 25 more letters like this, but one will have to do. She who has ears, let her hear. Debbie.